Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 6th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy and 21 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with temperatures ranging from low 20 to high 28 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect clear to partly cloudy with winds from northeast at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 76 and will drop to 54% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 43%, and tomorrow is first quarter. If past weekend was in Frisbee spirit, beside the cultural stuff, this one will pass in marathon on Sunday, 9th of February, and since this one is already a 7th edition of Auroville Marathon, they expect over 3,000 participants from all over India and abroad, beside of course Aurovillians and people from neighboring villages. Following is an interview with Balaji, one of the organizers of Auroville Marathon.
Balaji, yeah. Good morning. Yeah, this is Andrea from the Auroville Radio. Balaji, can you give some information about the marathon? When it will start and where and how many people will participate in?
So this year we are conducting the 7th edition of the Auroville Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the dates for the marathon is very much fixed as the second Sunday of February in every year, and we have been sticking to the schedule for the last 6 years. This year we have the total number of participants is about 2,900,
mm-hmm.
which includes 400 marathon runners, 2,300 half marathon runners, and 210-kilometer runners.
Mm.
The participation for the marathon is from various places in India and also a few from abroad. The 10K event is largely an internal event, mainly for the promote running amongst Aurovillians, people from Ashram and the villages around Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking forward for the event to begin at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. The marathon begins at 5 a.m. The half marathon begins at 6:15 a.m.
Yes.
This year we have made a small change to the half marathon start timings. We are having a wave start, which will be basically, you know, there will be four sets of 500-600 people in each wave, starting 5 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically to ensure that the movement of runners in our narrow roads
is
smooth, as well as, you know, for people to have a better access to the aid stations. We are going to have about 10 aid stations across the route,
yes,
at different places, with approximately about 2 to 2.5 kilometers between each aid station. They'll be fully stocked with all the required refreshments, water, electrolytes, and other support. We are also very well supported by the Auroville community with the routes, the infrastructure, and also the volunteers all over from Auroville.
How many people from Auroville are participating in the marathon, and how many volunteers are helping in organizing this event?
Well, we have about 300 volunteers helping us in the event, in different capacities. Among the runners, I think from Auroville, we are going to have about 70 runners, with many of them attempting the 10 kilometer run. And there is also a small internal event for the school students of Auroville conducted by Deh Shakti. They are having a 5-kilometer run in which we can see about 150 school students of Auroville participate.
And
which is a separate event.
Yeah,
it is also part of the larger event.
Yeah, and at what time it will start for the kids, the marathon?
The 10-kilometer run starts at 6:45 a.m. And the school children run, I think the Deh Shakti people are planning it at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so thank you very much for sharing this information, Balaji, and we're looking forward to make the coverage of the events on the spot.
Yeah, we're looking forward to see you on Auroville Radio.
Yes.
Coverage of the event. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bye Balaji. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Bye.
And just a reminder for parents and future students that today at 3 p.m. at Future School Campus, Future School would like to invite parents of students age of 14 to 20 interested to learn about Future School as possible educational option for an information and question and answer session. On Sunday at 8 p.m. at Cherubin Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, we are invited to jazz concert with Granti Quintet, playing songs of Duke Ellington, George and Ira Gershwin, Tom Jobim, Luis Bonfa, with Granti on vocal, Mike on piano, Inga bass, Peter Holland on drums, and Rolf on guitar. For Saturday, also at 8 p.m. at Cherubin Auditorium, the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts prepared dances from the roof of the world. In the afternoon at 4 p.m., at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, they will inaugurate by Shri Balabhaskar, the secretary of Auroville Foundation, a photography exhibition by renowned artist Tom Lam from USA. And the title of exhibition is Tibetan Landscape. Still on Saturday, but at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, the French Pavilion with the collaboration of Arpana, and Kripa presents the novel by Honor de Balzac, for the first time adopted for the stage, Serafita Landrugin. And let's check out through some announcements from Resident Assembly Service. First, it's on Wednesday, 12 at 4:30 p.m. at New Sire Building. The Resident Assembly Service and the Housing Board would like to invite us to a general meeting to hear our opinion on the following topics. How to respond to challenges of unauthorized occupation of Auroville's residential assets and related issues, and the extension of the newcomer housing reimbursement scheme for 5 years. The next day, on Tuesday, 13, also at 4:30 p.m. and also at Sire Building, the Status Study Group, SSG, would like to invite us to a general meeting to follow up the general meeting of January 29th, which had the following agenda. The objective of this series of meetings will be to discuss the various options identified by the study group and its recommendation for the protection of Auroville's land. After sharing the information, a second general meeting will be called to discuss the feedback received, and thirdly, at a later date, a resident assembly will be called to endorse the final proposal. Members of working groups are warmly encouraged to participate in this general meeting. The SSSG will soon post its findings and recommendation to Auronet, and hard copies are available from the TDC desk office. For assistance, we are requested to contact Vigi or Nadia on phone 262-3568 or 262-2170. But if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to contact the Resident Assembly Service by email at russervice@auroville.org or we can call on 948-6623-749. And then the following day, which is Friday 14, also at 4:30 p.m. at New Sire Building, the Resident Assembly Service and the Entry Task Force would like to invite us to a general meeting to hear a presentation of their final proposal for the Entry Task Force proposed changes to the entry process, and if the meeting participants feel ready to collectively formulate the questions regarding this proposal to present to the community in a Resident Assembly decision-making process. Members of working groups are warmly encouraged to participate in this general meeting. The Entry Task Force is a group of residents that has emerged from the Open Platform meeting series. But besides our governance stuff, we continue with the culture, with piano concert on Tuesday, 11th at 8 p.m. at Kripa, with Hartmut von Liers, who is a composer and pianist. He writes music for orchestra, piano, theaters, and movies. In this concert, he will play his own compositions, which are influenced by classical Western music, jazz, Spanish, and Indian music. On Wednesday, 12 at 8 p.m. at Cherubin Auditorium, we are invited to enjoy a blend of ambient world jazz with Johann Silversurf. He would be releasing his seventh solo album, Full Freedom, here in Auroville. Johann Silversurf is a Swedish musician who's been working for more than 35 years with music and in all its shapes and forms. And he describes the music to be a subtle blend of ambient, world, and jazz. At the same time of the concert, a slideshow by Karstis DJ, which is loosely based on a Micro Mandala theme, will be screened. In the band are Johann Silversurf on acoustic and electric guitar, Joy on vocal, Matthew Littlewood on saxophone, Mishka Mba on bass, Manoj Bardhan on tablas, and Children of Yatra Arts Foundation with mantras. And then, Thursday, 13th of February, at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, all volunteers showtime. It is time for all the volunteers of Auroville, Aurovillians, newcomers, and long-term and short-term volunteers to express themselves together around a nice, entertaining event. This would be a two-hour event with shows, mini theater plays, poetry, testimonies, storytellings, and so on. It is the opportunity to be together, to have fun, and to listen to what people have to say about unlocking Oroville to the youth of the world in an entertaining way. They're hoping to see many of us joining and taking part of the event. And if you're still interested to join them in preparation of the event, anyway, contact them at volunteer@orville.origin or at study@orville.origin, or you can contact Michael directly on 9626012318. Next week would be also in Oroville International Meetings, and many celebrations will take place, starting with 11th of February with opening of the Hall of the Peace, and continue with the International Zone, some presentations, and also with rededication of the International Zone on 15th and 16th of February. Matrimadir team informs us that due to the Oroville Marathon on Sunday, 9th of February, Matrimadir will be closed from a.m. to 12. And Oroville Village Action Group is looking for someone to help coordinate the production and its tailoring units. Within the framework of AVAC, they are a growing social enterprise and at the moment working with around 30 women from different villages around the Oroville. They produce their own products as well as create products for customers inside and outside of Oroville. So if you're gonna join the team, your task would be mainly coordinating and planning the production. Depending on your interest and availability, you would also do the marketing or sales or quality control or designing and new products, full-time or part-time. They provide also a lunch, and if you're interested, you can contact Anne on 8489477733. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, they will screen Has Anybody Seen My Girl, directed by Douglas Sirk and made in USA in 1951. At Ecofilm Club, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see One Giant Leap, What About Me Part 2, documentary by directors Bridgman and Jamie Cato, and was made in USA in 2008. At Cinema Paradiso, still within Funny Series, tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see comedy drama romance The Shop Around the Corner, which was made in USA in 1940 by director Ernest Lubitsch. And on Saturday at 8 p.m. they will screen an international comedy drama, Morgan's Last Love, made in Germany, Belgium, USA and France in 2013 by writer and director Sandra Nettelbeck. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. they will screen for children animation adventure comedy Brother Bear 2, made in USA in 2006 by director Ben Gluck. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m. also on Sunday, they are starting with Film Festival of Extraordinary Russian Director Andrei Tarkovsky. And this Sunday we will see Ivan's Childhood, which was made in Russia in 1962, of course by director Andrei Tarkovsky. And the mother wrote, "Nothing is in safety except what is given to the divine." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on oroville.org.
Single